All right, welcome back to Hash Rate Up Focus. Today, I would like to explain to you what a hash is.
Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hash Rate Up.
In the last video, we talked about the dice roll example, an analogy to how Bitcoin mining works, that somehow that is the best way to explain how the difficulty adjustment works together with efficiency and proof of work and what the target values are around Bitcoin mining and stuff like that. So if you want to have a better understanding of how Bitcoin works in theory, have a look at that video first before watching this one. In that last video, I did say that miners are producing trillions of guesses a second, trillions of dice rolls a second, right? And this is really a game of brute forcing and raw guessing and guessing random numbers. Basically, that's what Bitcoin mining amounts to. And in this video, I'm making an attempt to give you a better understanding of how that brute forcing works. So let's jump into it, right? So the best way I can explain it to others is with this SHA-256 calculator. Now, before I get into it, I want to just say, you know, the way SHA-256 works, and it's basically all around us when you browse the internet, is that you have an input with a certain output, and that output, you cannot calculate back from that output to that input, right? So let's say you log into any of your accounts, right? The server that you're sending your password to check whether it's right or wrong, doesn't know what your password is, right? So the question is, how can that server determine whether you've entered the right password or not, right? SHA-256 encryption is what the internet is based on, and it's very, very common. And again, you use it every single day, whether you know it or not. So what happens is you are inputting your password into your browser, right? And in the background, a hash of that password is sent to the server. And if that hash matches what's on record, then the server knows, okay, you've given the right input, okay? So to make this a bit more easy to understand, let's say we have our input here. So this is my password, right? So I'm going to put, this is my password, 123, okay? Now, the matching output of this is what you can see down here, CF5BB6E, la la la. I'm not going to read all of this out, but this is basically a alphanumerical output of the piece of data that you input here on the top. Okay. Now, importantly, and remember, this starts with CF5BB and ends with 1396. Okay. Now, if I change this to a capital T, the complete string changes, right? And again, there's no way of getting from this back to this, right? If I now change this to a lowercase t, it starts again with CF5BB and ends with 1396. So the hash is the same. Okay. So this is again how it works, right? You enter your password, you send the hash, the server says, ah, okay, this is the right hash that I have on record. It matches. And therefore I'm going to let you in because I know you have put in the right password on the top here. By the way, if this is your password, please change it.
This episode is sponsored by HashBranch, the easiest way to mine Bitcoin in the US. Sourcing hardware and rack space usually is a mess. Bad deal structures, misaligned incentives, and no visibility after deployment. I have placed tens of thousands of ASICs in partnership with HashBranch. What I like most is that they cut through the noise. Fair pricing, aligned terms, and access to hosting that actually works. Use code HashRateUp100, visit hashbranch.com today to get $100 off of each miner that you order.
Right, so now how does this apply to Bitcoin mining? Okay, so think of the input as a piece of data that collects a lot of things, which is a matter for another Hash Rate Up Focus episode. But imagine all the data from the last block is in there, the transactions that you want to put in are in there, the timestamps are in there, and a lot of other data is in there to form a block template that you are mining on. Okay, now one piece of that data package that I just mentioned is the so-called nonce. Nonce stands for number used once. Okay. So the way mining works is you take a piece of data. This is our, let's say, block data, including timestamps, transactions, etc. And then we have a nonce as well. OK, Okay, so this is, think of this as our data package, okay, that we are mining on. And now one piece of this, let's put this in brackets, is a number used once. And you can then, this is what we basically guess, right? This is what changes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And you can see on the bottom, the hash changed every time. Okay. Now the goal of this is basically to reach or to have the outcome of a hash that starts with a certain amount of leading zeros. Okay. So now the goal of mining is basically to change the nonce as many times as it takes to reach a hash output that has a leading amount of zeros. And we can see what that looks like in the Mempool Explorer. You can look at the blocks here. Those are the blocks to come. These are the blocks that have been mined. Okay. And now if you look in the last block, you can click on this and you can see the data. Now you can see what the winning hash was of that block. Okay. We can copy that. And then we can go back and we can put it in here. So you can see this is the hash that was found by a miner somewhere in the world. And they changed the nonce so many times on that input that they at some point they reached a hash that looked like this, right? It has a certain amount of zeros leading, and then, you know, this is what gets sent to the network and says, hey, I've done the work, I've guessed random numbers long enough to find this outcome. And the chances of that are obviously very, very small, as you can imagine, right? Now what happens from here is the network says, okay, this is a valid answer, this is a valid dice roll, again going back to my previous video, and therefore we agree you've done the proof of work, here's your reward, let's play again. You may enter all of the transactions that you included in your block to the network, and we go again. So I hope this worked and helped you understand what the guesswork in Bitcoin mining really is. Again, the last video and this one really go together. If you enjoyed this video, if you learned something, please leave a like, subscription, comment, question, whatever you want. The subscriber count really helps to communicate to my sponsors that this content is valuable to some of you guys. And therefore I really appreciate if you do that. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great day. Let me know what you learned or didn't.